Happy Friday. Welcome everybody to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting live from unceded traditional and ancestral grounds of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron.
Sasha.
And we're here to provide some lovely tunes for you on this beautiful Friday. How you doing today, Sasha?
Good. Now that we've started the show with the song that's been stuck in my head for literally 2 weeks.
Truly the song of the month?
the song of the month. They actually just released a new album.
They just released a new album today. Yeah. I just was reading about that. I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet, obviously. Yeah. But
Plug-in Parcels.
They need plug-in.
They need plug-in.
They really need plug-in. We got a good show for you today. We're pretty stoked. There's a lot of new music, like we like to focus on this show. We're going to feature like new Snail Mail,
new Georgia Harmer, Toronto Arts and Crafts Records.
Yeah, some a few local artists as well. I believe we got Cyrus Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And playing the new Top song as well.
New Black Country New Road. New Trace Mountains. New Shame.
Oh my God, there's so much new music.
New Gray.
We're going to get it. Oh no! We're going to get it started with Head Rush by Georgia Harmer, and then we're going to slide into Snail Mail, and then we'll play some Trace Mountains, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about them
after we finish up Tied Up Right Now.
This is the Flower Power Hour. So let's get right to work. The one I need is tied up.
Call me when you wake up. Eyes on the road, Daddy, keep up your head. Call me if you're falling asleep, I said. I think we're already there, buddy. And I think I've got a lot of explaining to do. Got a lot of things to just sort through.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting on the sweet and salty airwaves of 101.9 CITR-FM. My name is Aaron. I got Sasha across from me here, and we are very excited to be bringing to you some new music on this Friday. You just heard Snail Mail with, which one's that one called, Sasha? We were debating between the two before the show, but that one's Headlock.
That one's Headlock.
Yeah. started with a Head Rush by Georgia Harmer, then we slid right into Headlock. And then we finished off with Eyes on the Road by Trace Mountains, who came out with an album last year, I believe, as well. Yeah. And then they dropped another one this year. So it's always fun when artists double up. I feel like there's usually a two-year gap on albums, but it's nice when there's
I think it's like the pandemic thing. Yeah. Just people had so much time to record and
exactly
bounce them out. Also, Trace Mountains is a solo project.
Yeah.
So he's definitely
just doing his thing.
Able to just like pump out content super quickly.
Yeah. Out of those three, I know we kind of wanted to steer the focus to Valentine finally being out, the Snail Mail album.
Snail Mail, ooh yeah, go Lindsay Jordan.
Ooh yeah, all right.
Had the biggest crush on Lindsay Jordan when I first saw Snail Mail out on Audio Tree Live with her first EP. Quite the surgence to fame recently, though. Snail Mail. Indie icon, Matador Records.
Indie icon, for sure.
Interviews with Entertainment Weekly.
Which is pretty nutty.
That's so weird.
That's so weird to me. There's a lot of like bigger indie bands even that I'd be like, really? They got an interview on Entertainment Weekly? But I mean, honestly, the fact of like Lindsay Jordan just being such like a, huge face for, I feel like indie music period right now for like young people.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
Like, it's just so big. Like,
I mean, like 22 years old.
Yeah.
Off of her second album.
Yeah.
With Matador, like two albums without Matador
under big label
already. Previously, like when she was like 17, thinning on that EP was in Trainwrecked, the movie, the Amy Schumer movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Thinning's in like what, like the third act, like she's running on the streets of New York.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even noticed that. I love, yeah, Thinning, that's my all time favorite, I think, still, even though that's like super atypical, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's awesome, and the reviews are out for Valentine, Best New Music on Pitchfork, 5 out of 5 on MME.
Yeah.
Sputnik Music community seems to all be in agreement that it slaps.
It freaking slaps.
But yeah, still backtracking a little bit, is just the fact that the tabloids now care about the indie fame. Famous people, because Phoebe Bridgers was on TMZ.
No, exactly.
Could they care who Phoebe Bridgers is dating?
I think I saw yesterday that Phoebe Bridgers was in like the Gucci fashion show on the runway. Like she was one of the models for them.
Yeah, like proper famous.
Proper famous. So was Saint Vincent on the same runway.
Saint Vincent has always been this kind of strange famous character.
Yeah.
Because like personally speaking, I don't care too much for St. Vincent.
No, me neither.
Like I
unless it's the Bill Murray movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. But no, I mean, like, super talented, obviously, and one of the original bedroom pop artists.
Bedroom poppers.
Just like self-produced and just an awesome female icon in rock music.
Absolutely.
Carrying the torch. But also just really famous for someone that is a part of kind of like the relative alternative community.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do our quick thoughts. What other headlines do we have to share?
Well, I one of mine actually was going to be the new Parcels album because we've been so obsessed with that song,
yeah.
But I'll move on to Sufjan Stevens says in a recent interview that it's time for him to take a break. And that's coming following Yeah, it's pretty emotional. That's coming following, was that Ascension in 2020?
You like that sound?
I like that. I like, that's good, yeah.
No.
That's my reaction to Sufjan Stevens doing that.
Yeah, it's a little emotional. I mean, he came out with albums in back-to-back years, like we said, with the Trace Mountains. And, you know, I think the big news is pretty much that like Sufjan Stevens is supposedly like writing this album about like all 50 states, right? That's supposed to be like a 50 song album.
No, it's that he's making an album for each state.
Okay, yes. Okay, so that's the problem, is that no matter, even if it's like a year or like a 2 year hiatus, like this is going to dig into his potential to put out one for each state.
What I don't understand,
his tracking to do so,
is like it's an ambitious and admirable thing for Sufjan Stevens to make the claim that he wants to make all 50 albums. And when he first presented the project, it seemed super viable. In his like mid-20s, he had already had Illinois, Michigan, Colorado, all accomplished as concept albums. I mean, still 47 to go, but he was like doing it.
Yep.
And then Age of Odds comes, Karen Lowell comes,
yep.
Ascension comes, now Beginner's Mind with Angela Augustine, and I don't know. I mean,
he's 47 years old.
Yeah, I imagine it's gonna be he's gonna become a nutty, grumpy old man.
It's gonna be like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, and he's still gonna be making the 50 States project.
Yeah,
but then it's like Florida is gonna come out, and no one's gonna listen to Florida.
Yeah, our kids are gonna be like, "Have you heard Iowa, Daddy?" And we're gonna be like, "I don't care about Sufjan Stevens anymore." All right, should we get back to some music
here?
Potentially
some more music.
We're gonna come in with three hot tracks. We got New Black Country, New Road, Bread Song. And then we got Cola, which you were saying is Ott's new project.
Because Ott broke up,
yeah,
RIP, Montreal-based. But now Cola exists.
And now Cola exists. And then we're going to slide into a new song by Shame. So
cool.
We're getting hardcore on this Friday on 101.9 CITR FM. This is
the Flower Power Hour.
Okay, well, I just woke up. And you already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear. And as tight as I might hold it, over where the signal's good, there's no way to save your evening now. Do the little phone that could. And yes, I was tempted, and I christened me lonely. I pretended to falter, and I burned scented candles there, and I hung some good pictures where the paintwork was perfect, so no one could doubt it. Oh, I was still losing.
Show me the land you require.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Aaron, and I got Sasha across from me in the booth. Sup, Sasha? Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got for me, huh?
That was my finger slipped.
Oh, he's bad.
I meant when you said Sasha's in the booth, I meant to go, yeah.
They're so different on sound levels. Oh, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool, actually.
That would have been really cool.
We'll try that.
Yeah, welcome back. We just played a run of three songs there that are all bringing out our angstier side.
Yeah, we'll get nicer after that.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit nicer. We had the new Black Country New Road song, and their new album's out February 22nd, if my mind is serving me correctly, I believe.
Your mind is...
Quick fact check. But that one was called Bread Song. And
don't leave your toast in my bed.
Don't leave your toast in my bed, as the beautiful lyricist
Isaac Wood
says so delicately.
Yeah.
And then we had Blank Curtain by Cola, and then that went right into the new Shame song, This Side of the Sun. The music video is pretty funny. It's literally just him on an elliptical, like smoking a cigarette without touching it with his hands, like just like railing through the dart while he's on the elliptical, which is pretty funny.
He's like offsetting his cigarette smoke with his elliptical use.
Which is relatable for some.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep on with the music. And the next one we got for you is Always On My Mind by Tex Crick from his album Live in New York City. Challenge everything. And this is the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM.
Day by day, I start to think these feelings are here to stay. Oh,
Oh, TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system
we don't need to tell you
for trans
that
members of our community.
Uber has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting live from unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron, and I got Sasha with me here. We just heard a couple of hot tracks. We started out with Tex Crick, Always On My Mind. Then we went into a boogie track, a little French disco. Woo! A little Now Oliver. You are my dream! I love my dream!
Yes! French Disco!
French Disco! People love French Disco. And then we had Out of This World by Gray. And then we finished off there with Waiting by Tops, which is their newest track, which is like pretty Stevie Nicks, I must say.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like, she reminds me a lot of Stevie Nicks on a couple of those funkier songs like that. It's like 80s Fleetwood Mac kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I really like that like contemporary disco 80s subgenre that's coming out. It's like we had Tops, we had Nail.
Yeah.
And
do you know like Dumbo Gets Mad is kind of like that too,
and like Duran Jones and the Indications.
Oh yeah, that's some fun stuff for sure. So this is a new segment we're debuting. It's called
It's Time
for our new segment, Crazy People Doing Crazy Things. So yeah, we just had a couple of bigger headliners this week with Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We're not gonna say one thing or the other about his vaccination status, but yeah. Let's just say he is rejecting science.
He lied.
He lied. He faked his vaccine card, and he. To basically get on the Green Bay Packers to play this season.
And now
he has COVID.
Exactly.
So it's just, I don't know. It seems like he was kind of a golden boy for a while. I feel like Brady was kind of the villain. And now it's like had this weird shift where like now Rodgers is seen as kind of like a pretentious.
Aaron Rodgers is the Kanye of football.
And we're getting into Kanye momentarily too. But Aaron Rodgers, he had a media availability today and he is very... He's very much sticking to his guns here. He's kind of attacking the cancel culture of as a whole, really. And he's saying, rejecting a lot of just pretty pure science.
Well, the funniest thing about this whole thing where Aaron Rodgers said that he was vaccinated and ended up not being vaccinated and getting COVID is that in a press conference from about a year ago, a reporter asks him, hey, Aaron Rodgers, we know that you're open about talking about whatever, so can you share with us your vaccination status, like how you feel about vaccinations and whatnot? And he goes, oh yeah, I'm immunized. But in the video of the press conference, he's doing air quotes when he says immunized.
Yeah.
And no one thought twice about why he did that.
Like, and now it's really coming to light here. Like he said there's a couple quotes from him. He said he's in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now. And he said that one of the reasons he is worried about it is for sterility, really, which is interesting too. I mean, it's just weird when people have like they seem to rely on science for a bunch of things, but then they just like completely avoid it when it just like works in support of their argument. But anyways, one final quote I thought was really funny from him was that he said, Aaron Rodgers on his recovery, I consulted a good friend of mine, Joe Rogan. And I've been doing a lot of stuff he recommended in his podcast. So yeah, why don't we listen to Joe Rogan's podcast over, you know, any sort of paper or actual backed up article. That's kind of how I like to do a lot of my research and life decisions, is based on whatever Joe Rogan says. So
look, we should use our platform for good, but you know, maybe we're just in our own echo chamber.
Maybe. And maybe we are.
And maybe they're in their own echo chamber.
And that's fine.
Maybe they're right. That's what they believe.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, it's like, I mean, I kind of definitely think that he's just, you know, I don't think less of him for not getting the vaccine necessarily.
I do.
You do? Yeah. I certainly didn't think like I'm like super highly of him to begin with. But I feel like him doubling down on everything in his quotes and press conference today, he just seems troubled at this point. It's very strange.
I mean, all those nutty, like, this isn't a sports talk show, but this is the first time we're talking about sports on the show.
Yeah.
Like Kyrie Irving is also this like A-list athlete who's going through a hard time. You can see on Aaron Rodgers' face, he's clearly troubled right now, and it seems to be this kind of like cry for help that you're like rejecting kind of what's going on.
No, totally.
And it's super spooky.
It's really, really conspiratory. And basically the other little bit of, you know, subject to a little bit of off the wagon. Mm-hmm. Is Kanye doing his first press conference, not press conference, I guess. You got me on sports here.
Yeah.
Kanye doing his first interview since after Donda was put out. And he had some really interesting quotes too. He seems to be throwing everyone he loves right under the bus. One I'll pull out here is that he told in the interview, he said, I added Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, Drake, Travis Scott, Kid Cudi, and Pusha T in a group chat. Just to tell them that he's worth more money than all of them. And I find it really weird that, like, the people he always seems to do that with are, like, the people he generally associates with. Like, why doesn't he do that with, like, other unrelated famous people to him? But that's, like, one of his best friends, Jay-Z, another best friend, Kid Cudi, his former brother-in-law, Travis Scott, and Kim Kardashian, his ex-wife. And there's Drake, who they clearly do have beef. But I find that just so strange. And I just don't believe it either.
I don't know. Perhaps it's Kanye is actually in on the joke, and it's this next level marketing campaign run by the Good Music Corp, mm-hmm. where he creates this internal stir among his friends group, and the big joke is that we're all talking about it, like Kanye is crazy.
And now he's worth more, probably.
But then, you know, the word of mouth, like the amount of times people are talking about Kanye, and then Donda, like, hits the charts, goes number one, so... My thoughts is that Kanye is just laughing at home in sobriety and mental clarity.
And I will, we no, like just, in full in transparency, there we are two Kanye stands in the booth.
Yeah.
But he also mentioned that Nas is the best rapper ever.
That's
and he
fair.
Actually compared him to a lot of godlike beings. And one more thing is that he said, regarding how much he's worth, he said, take what Forbes figured, then figure it more. I think that's a good way to end it.
That's a good
bar. I think we're actually only going to have time for one more song.
One more song.
And which I'm thinking, we had a couple more on the list here, but we might have to just do potentially the last song we had ready to go by Cyrus Jordan.
Yeah.
I think we'll play that one here. We got A Look Into the Red Room. And that's by Cyrus Jordan, who is a local artist and is playing a bunch of shows around.
Yeah,
he's playing
in Hoodie Brown's band too now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, so I think they're probably playing, I'm sure, next week. They've been playing like almost every week. So we'll come at you next week, next Friday, with some more new music. Hopefully maybe less crazy people talk, but that depends on if there's some crazies in the media, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll go back to keeping up with Geese next week.
Yeah, we will. We certainly will. So this has been great. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been the Flower Power Hour. My name is Aaron.
Sasha.
And have a beautiful weekend. Oh.
I often see the lair.
We talk about the red room. We talk about the red room.
This is Pure Dracula from MacLu, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.